From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen seize the presidential compound and attack the president's home in Sana'a. The Shiite militiamen fought with security forces, breaking a ceasefire agreed to on Monday. In a televised speech, the rebel leader said his faction is seeking to end what he called corruption and totalitarianism in the country. U.S. President Barack Obama will call for tax increases on the wealthiest Americans during an annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress later today. Arup Pandey has more on the speech.
Despite a year that was full of international challenges, President Obama has not wavered from his goal of boosting the American middle class. Former Obama advisor Larry Korb with the Center for American Progress says the U.S. leader will likely focus on domestic issues in his State of the Union speech.
I think he recognized that, you know, we got to get strong at home before we can be strong in the world.
With a Republican-controlled Congress, the president's proposals to create manufacturing hubs, expand broadband access, and offer free tuition will likely run into opposition, particularly if the programs require lawmakers to sign off on more spending. Arup Pandey, the White House.
The International Monetary Fund has trimmed its global economic forecast for 2015, with its chief economist saying the world faces what he calls strong and complex cross currents. The IMF is still predicting a 3.5% advance this year and a 3.7% next year, but both figures are down 0.3 points from the group's October projections. IMF chief economist Olivier Blanchard told reporters in Beijing that the world's economy is expected to grow slightly faster in 2015 than it did in 2014. This is VOA News. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo have attempted to halt a second day of demonstrations against a proposed law that could delay national elections and allow President Joseph Kabila to extend his stay in power. Opposition parties had called for demonstrations today as the Senate began discussing the proposed legislation. Voters in Zambia cast ballots in an election today to replace the late President Michael Sata. He died in October. There are 11 candidates on the ballot. The winner will serve the remaining year and a half of the 5-year term that Mr. Sata earned when he was elected president in 2011. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani today introduced his cabinet nominees to the parliament's lower house for a vote of confidence. The move came nearly 4 months after Ghani took office. There was a period of negotiations with his election rival turned coalition partner, Abdullah Abdullah, on finalizing the list. Taiwan's government aims to sign 6 new agreements with old political rival China, despite mounting opposition at home. It will also step up communication with skeptics in the public and work more closely with Parliament to promote its China ambitions. We get more from Ralph Jennings in Taipei.
Taiwan and China, political rivals of 65 years, intend to work out 6 new agreements on improving economic, investment, and trade conditions. Wu Meihong, deputy minister of the Taiwan government's Mainland Affairs Council, told VOA in an interview the deal should go ahead as long as lawmakers and common people are consulted. The two governments hope to sign a far-reaching deal to cut import tariffs, establish consular-style offices in each other's territories, and find agreement on avoiding double taxation. They may also sign pacts on investment dispute resolution, environmental cooperation, and civil aviation safety. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
Ukraine says Russian forces attacked its military units fighting separatists in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk region. A Ukrainian military spokesman said in violation of all prior agreements, Ukrainian forces were attacked by regular military formation of the Russian armed forces in the northern part of the operation area. A German man of Afghan descent is on trial in Munich on charges that include membership in a terrorist group. Prosecutors accuse the defendant, identified only as Harun P., of once belonging to the Islamic terrorist group Junud al-Sham in Syria. They say he assisted in an attack on a Syrian prison. Meanwhile, German police raided 13 properties in Berlin and elsewhere in Germany, a follow-up to last week's arrest of 2 men suspected of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State group.
That's the latest world news from VOA.